Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Holy crap, guys. Thomas called in the middle of that song, and we were chit-chatting. Good morning, Thomas Rhett.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for your time today. Guys, just a little backstory. I'm way aggressive with the artist when we get a chance to talk to him. But did Thomas and I hit it off?
I think it was beautiful. It was beautiful. You immediately out of the gate asked, hey, you want to hang out? He was like, well, not unless you're fishing. And you were like, what? Every single person you ask, hey, you want to go fishing?
I know it. I almost had Sam Hunt once, but he backed out on me.
Dude, I promise you I'm there. I promise you.
Well, dude, this song, look what God gave her. We're going for number one with that. I'm going to play it six times this morning to make sure you get that top spot. I'm going to do my part. Hey, in all seriousness, man, as I look at your career and your life, you know, you and your wife, and you live it pretty open, and, you know, with your social media posts, your charitable endeavors, I mean, it seems to me like you just have the best life. What's the secret to it? Like, we all do different things for a living, and you know what I mean? We provide in different ways, but it seems to me like you have a philosophy that we could all learn by.
Man, I think the key word, and I still try to get better at this every day, my wife and I both do, but the key word is balance. And balance has always been something that I have I've struggled with, because I always, when it comes to work and home life and hobbies or whatever, work has always been, you know, the number one thing, and I think it should be to an extent, but I think now that I have kids and, you know, a wife and all this kind of stuff, I think really trying to figure out that balance of being on the road, and then when you actually come home off the road, making sure that you're super engaged and in tune to what is actually happening in your house. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it seems to me that when you write your songs, you have that balance in mind, and it keeps you balanced.
Yeah, for sure, man, and my kids keep me, you know, grounded and level. I mean, that's a reality check right there for sure. And so we know when I do get home, it's been the last couple of years I've really been trying to work on really being super present and trying not to still be, you know, in songwriter mode or in artist mode, but just being in straight up dad mode. And that has really done numbers for not only my parenthood, but also my marriage as well. So
can you give me an example, just one example of the parent role that you play? Do you play sports with them? You play dolls,
for sure. Well, tea party? Willa Gray did ballet for 3 months, and she decided that was not for her. So we signed her up for soccer. She needed to get out some aggression, I think. So Willa Gray's going to start soccer in a couple weeks, and you know, Ada will start being in school in the fall. So, you know, my thing is, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get up and you know, make the lunch and, you know, bring Willa Gray to school, and I press the little wheat bread with the heart cookie cutter to make sure that the turkey sandwich is pressed into a heart. Like, just small things like that has done numbers for sure for my marriage, and it's been really cool for you know, for me and my kids to get to bond in different ways. Like, last weekend I just took Willie, it was just me and Willa Gray on the road, and kind of starting to do one-on-one time with both my kids has been pretty awesome as well.
We're on the phone with my new best friend, Thomas Rhett, hitmaker. Thomas, you dodged a bullet with that ballet and Willa, man. It's cute when your kids are up there, but you got the other 4 hours of other people's kids you got to sit through?
Yeah.
That's tough. Hey, I answer this too, and I'm not trying to get all heady on you, but I liken it, you know, you're talking about, you know, your career and your marriage and how you're balancing that family life. You know, I look to a guy, and I don't know if you're a sports fan, but like Steph Curry that plays in the NBA, he has benefited so greatly by the example set before him by his father on how to be a professional.
Yeah.
Can you pick up any of that? Do you benefit from that?
Man, you know, I feel like I got to learn. You're talking about from my dad?
Absolutely.
Yeah, my dad has taught me exponentially more than I could have ever learned on my own. Because I think I got to watch him in so many different kinds of music, from being an artist in the 90s to being an artist that decided he wasn't going to be an artist anymore and just become a songwriter, to becoming a beginner songwriter, to now have written, you know, like 31 or 32 number one songs. So I've gotten to see Dad in a lot of different success lights, failure lights and kind of middle ground lights. And so, especially when it comes to this career, there's so many unknowns. And I think my dad has lived through just about every unknown you can face in this business. And as always, just kind of giving me the advice of you physically cannot worry about what is going to happen in this career or in this life because you're not really promised tomorrow anyway. And so dad has been a huge advocate of that. And it really helped me a ton just to kind of be way more, you know, in the present in life and really not trying to, you know, think too much about the future, which has kind of been a struggle of mine for a while. But I'm getting better at it here in 2019. But my dad has been such a great wise counsel, you know, to me for sure in this career and in fatherhood. So.
He kind of answered that question. But which is tougher, to get into the spotlight or stay in the spotlight?
Oh, gosh. They're both equally as hard. You know, because I think you never know when a song of yours is going to be that song. But all of a sudden, you know, America and the world knows who you are. But the hard part about that is coming out with another one. And then after that, coming out with another one and another one, another one. And making sure they don't all sound the same and making sure that when you go play a show in the same town two times in a year, that show looks different. So the people that came to your show last time are not seeing the same thing. So I would say, after that, I think it's definitely harder to stay in spotlight than it is to get it in the first place.
And God bless you. If you've seen Thomas Rhett in concert, the energy is nonstop, constantly. Yeah. So with two kids, you got all this going on. God bless you for that energy. He's going to be here at Darien Lake July 19th.
That's right.
We got the beep there. That means we got to shut up. Our time with Thomas has come to an end.
Well, get with me, man. Let's go fly fishing.
Man, I'm blushing.
Don't cry.
I'm blushing.
Don't cry.
Good luck to you, man. We'll see you
when you
get to town, and we wish you all the best.
I appreciate that.
You're one of our. You got a room full of big fans here. Take care, pal.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Okay.
This might be happening.
He's gone. He's gone.
Oh. You called him pal. You said you weren't going to do that stuff, but that was.
Listen,
that was pretty cool.
I do pal just generally. That was fun. But y'all don't understand what happened off the air.
In all seriousness, I believe Thomas Rhett wants to go fishing with you.
Is there any chance you taped that part of it, the off-air conversation?
Oh, gosh. Hang on.
You know what we could do? We could do a quick newscast here, and you could look that up. We could play it like as soon as we get out, unless you want to do it now.
Oh, hang on.
Ah, he wants to do it now. I was going to ask him if he liked bowling, because I'm a bowler.
What? You've never been no bowling. No,
what a man's man. You want to go bowling? Yeah, it was right after that.
Here it comes.
Hello?
Thomas.
What's up?
Hey, man, we got your song on right now.
Right on.
And we'll fade out of it and we'll be live with you. And thanks for your time today, man.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, we're here either way, brother.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah.
No, we like it. It's a good tune.
Right.
And then there's kind of some silence, a little bit.
When you come to town, you want to like be friends and hang out?
What are you trying to do?
No, you just be friends, man.
You fish at all?
Do I fish?
What?
Yeah. Oh, dear Jesus, God in heaven. I ask every artist if they want to go fishing.
Dude, I promise you.
I'm the best bass angler in Western New York. I'm a tournament-winning bass angler.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Let me ask you this, though, because I've been doing nothing but fly fishing.
Yeah.
And I just started to learn how to catch, like, you know, bass and brim on my fly rod.
Yeah.
Have you done that before?
Yeah, I just got into it two falls ago. Jesus, this is off the air. This is the best stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, this is going to happen.
And we kept going until this stupid song ended.
Are you talking technical stuff and...
Yeah, we started talking about different kind of casting. And
did you hear him at the end of the interview, the on-air stuff? He said, I promise you.
He has said, I promise three times.
You got the Thomas promise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.